Hello there. My name is Dr. Miller. How are you doing today? It would be shocking if you weren't nervous. I understand that this is something that has been causing you trouble lately. You told me that you went to other professionals before and they just didn't take your symptoms seriously. They played it off as something you should just deal with because it's not causing you too much distress. It's just more of a mild annoyance. I just want to say, I never thought you exaggerated your symptoms. I've seen plenty of patients come into my office with the exact same stuff as you, and they always leave with the diagnosis. I think the other doctors you were going to just didn't care. Or maybe say this is an asset instead of a hindrance. I know there's some backwards thinking people like that. You did test positive for something. It's not a physical issue. It appears to be something else. Something deeply rooted into the core of your being. The good news is there is treatment for this. While you will never be 100% cured, there are ways to cope with it. I know this sucks to hear, but probably feels good to know you weren't crazy, right? What you have is something called obsessive submissive disorder, or OSD for short. Before you panic, I just want you to know that we can fix this. Some people will work with someone to get rid of this disorder. Others will work with someone to embrace it. It's all about perspective. OSD doesn't have to be something demeaning, nor is it a failing on your part. A lot of people see this as a good thing and seek out partners with this. For you, considering how high you tested for this, I would suggest you lean into it instead of fighting against it. The more you deny yourself what you need, the worse you're going to feel. You came in here for symptoms of brain fog, insomnia, restlessness. All of those are tied to this. Your body isn't getting what it needs, but now that we have a diagnosis, we can fix it, right? With the way you're looking at me, you're thinking this is the worst possible news you could have received. But it's not. The only way to get better is by treating yourself like a submissive. You know, instead of pretending you're like everyone else. You aren't. You need some accommodations, and that's okay. That doesn't make you bad or less than or anything. You just need more help than the average person. There's nothing wrong with that. Would you like to talk about treatment options, or is that something you would prefer to research in your own time? We have more than a few options to help you out here. The first option is therapy. You can talk to someone, help yourself cope with the diagnosis, and figure out if you want to get treatment to lean into your submissive nature or if you want to get rid of it altogether. Being completely honest with you, you tested into the 98th percentile. If you were in the 60th or under, I would say you could consider getting treatment to be cured of OSD, but with how high your numbers are, I don't think that's possible. Do you still want to try the therapy route? I'm sorry to say, but there's no medication that you can take to just make this go away. Maybe one day there will be, but there just hasn't been enough research done into OSD. I know how frustrating that is to hear, believe me. But there are other treatment options. These ones will allow you to live your best life possible. Since you're not really interested in therapy, Would you be interested in finding a dominant? As someone with OSD, one of the treatment options is pairing you with a very strong dominant. There is a reverse version of this called obsessive dominant disorder, but it's not as common. You don't need to find someone with this to live a perfectly happy life. I want to get that in the clear. You just need someone who's willing to take charge of you. Of course, this is someone that you need to trust. You can go out and try to find one of them on your own, or you can just sign up for our service. Since OSD is becoming more and more popular these days, a database has been set up to pair individuals together. All the individuals have been vetted and are ones that can actually handle someone with OSD. They have classes and they're made to take them as well as get a certification. It's like a whole program. Does that sound like something you would want to sign up for? Make sure you stop by the office on your way out then. They'll be sure to take all of your information and get you set up. I do need to disclose that Dr. Howard and I are both in the database. There is a small chance you might be paired with one of us for compatibility reasons. Is that okay with you? You seem flustered at that. Would you prefer for Rhonda, that's our receptionist, to make a note that you're uncomfortable being paired with one of us? If that's not the reason, then what is? You can tell me anything. I promise, I'm not going to judge. I'm here to provide you with the care you deserve. So if there's something I can do to make this easier on you, please let me know. With the diagnosis being so new, I understand why you would feel some embarrassment from it. But you shouldn't. It's completely normal. But I'm more than happy to go at the pace you set. I don't want to rush you or push you or something. Do you want a complete stranger as your dominant? Oh, I get it. You would prefer someone you know. Is that what you're saying? Is there anyone in your life that you think would be able to help? Some people have friends that can easily transition into a dominant role. The relationship doesn't have to be romantic or sexual for it to be fulfilling for someone with OSD. Usually they go hand in hand, but I've seen plenty of platonic dominance with obsessive submissives. If you are looking for the more friendly bond, I would suggest going out and meeting people in person. Try seeing if there's a group or something. If you're looking for a more romantic partner, definitely sign up for the database. The database works on compatibility based on a few different features, one of the main ones being sexual compatibility. Is that important for you? There's no reason to be flustered answering these questions. I'm just trying to get a better understanding of what you need. As your doctor, it's my job to take care of you. I don't want you to put yourself into a situation that isn't going to help. So, you're looking for a romantic relationship with someone who is dominant. Is that correct? And you would like to know them a bit beforehand, right? This isn't something I should be offering, but it's getting close to the end of the day anyways, and you're my last appointment. If you wanted, I would be willing to give you a sample of what it would be like to be underneath me. Just a short session in the office. I won't be able to completely embrace my role considering the circumstances, but it will give you a little taste. You can make your decision if you want to pursue me as your dominant or if you want to go into the database based on that. How does that sound? Of course I'm willing to do that for you. You're my patient, and you might be more after this. You are my type, after all. You watch my hips swing as I walk closer, tilting your chin upward so you look me in the eye. Do you want to see if I have what you need, darling? I thought you might. I'm going to need you to undress and lay back. I want to see what I'm working with. Technically, we aren't supposed to be doing this in the office at all. It's against the rules. But since there's no cameras in here, I'm not going to tell if you aren't. Watching you make yourself comfortable. You try your best to relax, despite your head reeling from your diagnosis. Let's see if I can distract you a little bit. Climbing on top of you. My weight feels like a blanket. It's almost grounding. You take a few deep breaths, trying to settle yourself despite your heart feeling like it's going to burst. Is it from the nerves or from the excitement? Let's make sure it's just excitement. Leaning over to kiss along your jaw before finding your lips. It feels nice, doesn't it? Yeah. There you go. Follow my lead, little one. You feel yourself getting lightheaded the more we kiss. Your body responds to giving up control. You feel the best you have in a while, don't you? Another sign that you have obsessive submissive disorder. Feel your best when you aren't in control, when you're taking orders. You can feel the weight of the world lift from your shoulders as you let me touch you. My hands exploring your naked body. Watching your reaction as I run my nails against this sensitive spot. You watch me with rapt attention, not wanting to miss anything. As I start to undress, exposing the red lacy bra underneath my button down. Why don't you touch me, darling? There you are. Grabbing a handful in each of your hands, you stare at me like you don't know what to do next. You need permission to do anything, don't you? So lost without instructions, your adorable little one. Why don't you squeeze them? Circle my nipple. Pinch them a bit. I'm not a delicate flower. I can take it. As you continue to play with my breasts, enjoying how heavy they feel in your hands, I finish undressing, taking off my pants and revealing a matching pair of panties. I wanted to feel a little special today. Wonder if I knew I was going to meet someone like you. Starting to scoot myself lower, you mourn the loss of my weight on top of you. Doesn't matter to me as I settle between your thighs, resting your legs on my shoulders. My breath ghosts against your hole, warm and inviting. Oh, this is going to be your natural state if you pick me. I found that patients with OSD feel the best when they're plugged up with something. Vibrator, toy, finger, tug, cock, plug. Really anything. As long as something's inside their needy hole, the patient's able to function better. See, OSD doesn't have to be a crippling disorder. You just need to learn to take care of it. That's what I'm here to do. If you're so nervous about your new diagnosis, what better partner than the doctor who caught it? Oh, you're all as delicious, darling. Tightly gripping around my tongue as I dart in and out. Opening you up, helping you get worked up. You forgot how good it felt to be given head like this. Watching the curve of my ass as your legs rest on my shoulders. You feel yourself being spread open even further. Absolutely gorgeous, little one. I don't think you're open enough. Not yet, at least. You might think you are because it feels good, but I can see things you can't. I'll decide when it's too much for you. Moaning around my tongue, your vision starts to black out as your hand reaches down. Holding on to my hands, you just need something to grab onto. Let all those sounds out, darling. It's naughty to keep them to yourself. Oh, that's it. Trying to clench your thighs around my head. But with them resting on my shoulders, you just don't have that leverage. I can feel how open and relaxed your whole is as my tongue licks inside you. You're starting to beg. I take that as a sign of my job well done. Tired of being teased? You want this cock, don't you, little one? So eager for it. I'm not going to complain about that. As I readjust myself, you notice that your legs are staying on my shoulders. If it feels that good for my tongue, just imagine how it's going to feel with my cock. Starting to rub the tip against your sensitive hole. You can't help but shudder at the feeling. Feeling yourself clench around nothing. Your hole is trying to suck me inside, isn't it? Should give you what you want then. It's not too big, right? I didn't think it would be, I just... I'm always worried. This is our first time, and you're a new patient, and you just got a new diagnosis. I didn't want to make things harder on yourself. You feel good, though. Do you like how my cock feels? Oh, it's that nice. Oh, you were open first with my tongue, getting used to the wet, thick muscle working inside you. Now you're getting my cock. You're in heaven, aren't you? This is what it means to be treated for OSD. This would be part of your treatment plans with me. See, I would train you into the perfect little sub. That way, you wouldn't have flare-ups or... or have worries about things. You would just get to take care of yourself and manage your symptoms. And then I'll handle everything else. Having OSD can be so crippling, can be so much work. That's why a dominant that's willing to take the burden, who loves the control, would be perfect for you. Such a sweet little sub for me, taking it all so well. Your hole looks beautiful wrapped around me, lewdly swallowing every inch. I wish you could see what I see. You would be so proud of yourself, would think you look so fucking good. It's plain to anyone with eyes that you have OSD. I can't believe it wasn't caught sooner, that the doctors, well, the other ones, they didn't know, they didn't see it. You've always been an obsessive submissive, haven't you? Have always thrived when being told what to do. Obedience is practically your first language. It's so much easier just doing as you're told. No confusion, no stress. Only praise, right? Yeah, that's right. You feel your best like this. I can tell from how you're gripping around me. Like you don't want to be empty, not even for a second. Just another sign that you have OSD. I can't believe your doctors didn't catch this. Didn't see the obvious signs. Just look at you. You're almost eager to be put in your place, right? Don't touch yourself yet. I'll let you know when you can. For now, you're going to be good and take me just like this, understand? You need to learn that your pleasure comes from your whole, comes from your dominance. You don't need to touch yourself. That's not important. If anything, that's going to distract you. That's going to hold you back from your full potential. You gotta wait for permission, right? Oh, that's right, darling. Oh, just listen to you. You sound as good as you look. With your legs on my shoulders, my cock fucks deeper, making you feel better. Slow and steady. You find yourself dragging your nails against my back. It's just too good, huh? Oh, yeah. Keep it up, little one. You're only pushing me closer to the edge. Wanna make me come too, don't you? Oh, look at that. So eager to make your dominant happy. To show off how well you can listen. Of course you had OSD. There's nothing else this could be. So submissive, it's almost a problem, huh? With me, you're gonna be okay. I'll take care of you, protect you from everyone that has ill intentions. You don't have to go into the database to find some random, strange dominance. You have me right here. You can trust me to make you feel good. I'm not gonna hurt you. Not going to take advantage for anything. You can tell because I'm doing it right now, aren't I? Oh, yeah. Oh, you're so, so pretty, darling. A natural at this. Oh, obedience is your language, isn't it? Oh, you feel so fucking good around me. I can't get enough. Take me so easily. You're perfect. Everything feels so much better when you give your body what it actually needs. When you don't deny yourself. By not fighting your instincts. By allowing yourself to be a sub. You're feeling the best you have in a while. Every thrust has you moaning my name, doesn't it? Oh, keep it up. It's like music to my ears. It only gets me harder. Makes me want to fuck into you faster. Have to restrain myself, though. Don't know what you can take, not yet. I haven't started training you. You haven't even picked me yet. Though by the sounds you're making, I don't think it's going to be much of a competition. Oh, it's okay, darling. I know it feels good. You're okay. No reason to be embarrassed by any of this. It's all natural for someone with your disorder. I forgot you. Dr. Miller is right here. Yes, I am. Not going to give you more than you can take. You're a sensitive little thing, aren't you? Oh, you should start touching yourself. You have permission this time. That means you should do as you're told to show how obedient you are, right? Yeah. Just want to make your dominant happy. Prove how good you can be, don't you? Trying to match your hand to my pace. I know it's hard. I know, but you can do it. It's going to make your orgasm feel so much better. You trust me, don't you? Why would I lie about something like this? I want you to come your biggest orgasm with me. It's only going to prove further that you should pick me, that you don't belong in the database. You just want to make your dominant happy. Prove how good you can be, don't you? Yes. As my cock continues to piston in and out of your hole, you feel yourself getting closer. Don't know if you have it in yourself to hold back. Not anymore. Not when everything is blending together like this. It's almost too good, isn't it? Fuck. Right there, darling. Taking me so fucking deep. Just look at you. So proud of you, little one. You're going to make me come, right? Oh, fuck, that's right, darling. That's your job. My sweet little sub, you can do it. Go with me. Don't fight it. Don't deny yourself. You've earned this. Come. There you are. Oh, so good for your doctor, little one. Did you enjoy yourself?
That makes me so happy to hear. I wouldn't want to send you home unsatisfied or anything. That's not my job as a dominant. Do you think you're ready to make a decision? I don't want you to feel like you have to make one right now. That's not what I mean by this. You can go home and sleep on it if you need. This is a major life change. But if you think this is something you would want to pursue a bit further, I would be comfortable with that. I like you. You're cute. You're nice. That's enough to make me want to know more about you. From our little session together, it's obvious we're compatible sexually, so if you want to try treatment with me as your dominant, I would be game. What do you say? You just brought a smile to my face, little one. I was hoping you would say that. I was playing it cool, pretending that I wouldn't have cared, but a little part of me would have been sad if you still wanted to go into the database. I haven't clicked with someone like this in a while. All right, so going forward, we are definitely going to need a schedule. As you settle into your new life with your new diagnosis, it's important for you to have a routine that you can rely on. Does that make sense? You're a smart one. Starting on Thursday, you're going to greet me at my office at 7 p.m. If you get off work sooner than that, you are more than welcome to come visit. I'm sure Rhonda would love to have someone to chit-chat with for the last few hours of her shift. Once I'm done with my work for the day, the two of us are going to go back to my place. Back at my place, you'll be trained into a proper submissive. Obedience will be woven into your very DNA, and you'll see those symptoms of OSD fading into the background. You'll be able to live a very normal life once your training is done. You'll be given the coping mechanism you need, and you'll be able to thrive. Of course, if you wish to stay with me at the end, we can discuss it then. But for right now, I think this will be the best setup for you. Do you have any questions or concerns for me? Wonderful. Then I'll be seeing you tomorrow for our first proper session. If I were you, I would spend tonight packing a bag that you'll be keeping at my place. You'll be spending more time there than at your own. Have a good night, darling. I'll see you tomorrow.